Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Mysteries, Miracles, and Mysticism. I'm your host, Vanessa, and I am very grateful to be here this evening. For anyone who's new to listening to this show is dedicated to our leading mystic and seer, Almeen, and all of her sacred teachings. So tonight I'm actually going to share with you a beautiful meditation, and it's from Almeen's online course, Ultimate Meditation 2. So I'm going to give you a moment to go and get your blanket and your pillow and just to get totally relaxed, totally, you know, just find a lovely warm place where you can actually be. And even if you're somewhere, if you're on a train or anything like that and you're listening to this, just make yourself comfortable, or on a bus, or on a break, you know. It's about a half an hour meditation, and it's really beautiful. Before we do that, I'm just going to mention a few things that are coming up on Spiritual Journeys. Last week, we had the Day Out of Time. That was really, you know, it was Friday, August 14th, and, you know, Almeen has spoken about days out of time that can happen. They happen actually a couple of times throughout the year. And it's when your reality becomes less physical. Even though it looks physical to your eyes, you're actually less physical. So, you have more, the more you focus on things that you love, that inspire you, that bring you your heart joy and passion, and whether it's creativity, art, music, dancing, whatever it is that you can focus on, you can dream in your reality. So it's really important to focus on things that we actually really love and that really brings joy. And, you know, for this particular one, Almeen left a message for our light family. And it was really about standing together to put an end to global drought that is such a problem on every continent and in our lives. And anger is used to push down terror and despair. And this causes less rain and more heat. We also use excess activity to avoid having to look at it. So we were asked to actually look within ourselves, within our inner family, and within our, you know, entire being, and to see where we may be hiding hidden areas of despair, and to have the courage to change them through our perception and gaining the insights. So, we powerfully can change our affect us by changing ourselves. And She's also wrote on this, in this thought, the feeling that we are at the mercy of the environment melts away by doing this. So we are the one and we are the many. That feelings of abandonment dissolve in the knowledge that we are the abundant life that dwells in all things and that we can never be alone. It's really beautiful. And, she actually... You know, when you start doing self-work, I mean, I started doing some self-work on it, and I was like, oh my, you know, I didn't realize I kind of had this kind of, areas of despair, and like I was kind of surprised, but, you know, it was there. So some things came up for me, and I obviously observed it, and I went within to really get to the root and kind of remove it. So she also recommended that the oud oil, it's the blend of the gods. It's such a beautiful fragrance. It's a masculine scent, actually. And you get that on www.fragrancealchemy.com. And that can be rubbed into the soles of the feet at bedtime to assist with managing symptoms of despair, hopelessness, and depression. Oud oil works specifically with the thyroid meridian. And it's also available as a set used to clear the emotional trauma from the 12 main meridians of the body. And that is a beautiful, beautiful gift. You know, it's a beautiful thing to do. The oils themselves, I absolutely am in love with them. They're so beautiful. And they're 100% natural. And, you know, I remember someone had recently gone to one of Almeen's retreats. And I've been very privileged to have gone to many of her beautiful sacred retreats. And you really are not the same person you were once you go in there, because there's such massive... perceptional shifts and shifts in consciousness and awareness, that you really do start to see your reality. It shifts around you and it's changed, and your perception has changed, and you just, sometimes you don't resonate with those who were in your life, and sometimes they may fall away from your life because it's it's just you're in it, maybe a new reality, you know. And so anyhow, moving onwards. But yeah, the fragrance alchemy, I mean, they're such beautiful gifts just to give yourself. Yeah, the point I was making about that is there was someone who had went to Almin's retreat, and he kind of, I think he was like a scientist or something like that, and he was able to measure the hertz and frequency of the specific oils. And I remember he said that they were literally off the charts. And, you know, scientists are actually waking up to this now, that the sense of smell can help us remember our oneness, because it was the sense of smell. Out of everything else, the sense of smell was the one sense that never fell in consciousness. It always remembered its oneness. So you're actually, you know, if there's parts of you that aren't fully expressing, or maybe parts of yourself that you abandoned, then, you know, you can actually use specific sacred fragrance alchemy, which is actually like an alchemical fragrance that you're actually applying to your skin and specific meridian points, that will actually clear blocked meridians on a very high level, and help you maybe remember, pull back in those frequencies that you maybe were not fully expressing, or you've abandoned, or whatever it was. So you will actually, you know, create a field of light rather than, and you know, clear any major system grids that have been in the meridians, which actually could affect you making certain decisions in your life that may not be necessarily life enhancing. So anyhow, so that's kind of really something I wanted to mention, because it is quite beautiful, and you can just get them as gifts and wear them as, you know, beautiful oils on your skin, masculine and feminine scents, and they all do a specific thing, which is amazing. You know, it's not just I'm wearing this for something loaded with chemicals and it's aftershave or whatever it is. You know, some of them can be absolutely loaded with stuff that actually really isn't life enhancing. So, you know, at least these have, they're actually 100% natural. And the rose oil as well, I have to say, is, I've no words for it actually. It's just profound. And jasmine, I'm actually in love with jasmine as well. And anyhow, I could go on, but I really feel it's worth you getting, you know, some of the sets and just see what they're like. They're really, really beautiful. So I'm going to move further on, because I know, you know, obviously with time and stuff like that, I just want to, you know, say what's coming up. So we have the guided life, how to live a life of mastery and magic. Okay, so this is a 3-day event that's coming up, and it's based on the teachings of the Seer Almin, and it's the guided life on how to live a life of mastery and magic, and it's going to be in Italy. And it's on November the 13th to the 15th. And it's presented by Rohir with assistance of Malu. So there's going to be a studying of the guidelines of the celestial pillars of magic, gain a deeper understanding of the meaning of life, learn how to connect with your inner guidance through the language of the runes, learn how to hear the voice of the infinite's intent. The Seer Almin intends to send a live broadcast during this retreat. That is a gift. There's no doubt about it. And a rune initiations will be available to course participants. I would so love to be going there, but anyhow, we'll see what unfolds. When I read it, you know, like this, it's like, yes, I would love to go there. Obviously, there's so much magic that's going to occur at that. So this 3-day sacred gathering will take and begin on the day out of time. So it's another day out of time, Friday, November the 13th, and in the breathtaking setting of Tuscany, Italy, near the town of Gimignano. I think it's something like that. Oh my God. Please do not laugh if someone knows the name of this town. But anyway, you can check out more. Actually, do laugh. Check out more on www.spiritualjourneys.com, and you just go to the most recent post and you will find out everything you need to know there, or where you can register. Down, you will actually find that Rohir has posted a link, and it's from alminwisdom.com, products, mastery, magic, and you click on that, it will bring you straight there to that page, okay? So I think that's really it. I'm just checking, no callers today, so yeah, I'm going to go ahead and play a beautiful meditation for you guys, and I really hope you enjoy it. It is going to shift you and maybe have a new perspective on things, or, you know, start to really just see with new eyes. So if this is the one I uploaded, then I'm going to play it and see what unfolds. And please do enjoy it, and I will tune in again next Thursday night. I love hearing from you, so you can check me out on Facebook, Vanessa Power, on Facebook. Or
place yourself in deep relaxation.
So next week.
We are about to receive the meditation straight from the angelic beings known as Lemurian angels. It is designed to allow the stress and programming of the world to leave our bodies. Deep breaths. This is a non-cognitive meditation. The music they are about to give us will do what we wish to achieve for us. Just allow yourself to be receptive in total, relaxed, deep breaths mode. As their singing begins, allow it to sing through yourself.
Continue these deep breaths.
find that it enhances deep sleep.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.